He was, but then at the beginning of his divorce, so 2 years later we got married, and we were that for 11 years. And we have been through thick and thin and lots of horrible things. Inside that was my mother's accident and lots of other things, and him losing his job and being unemployed and all the kind of trouble. And we had brilliant times and we had horrible times. So it was just a normal marriage. And we were just looking forward to, well, running this pub, and but then he died. It's sad, but it's once again one of these things, things change in life and you've got to get on from that. If you get stuck too much in the past, you can't enjoy the present and you can't work out your future. I can't bring him back. He will always be in my heart, but he was. Secret of a good marriage, you need somebody you can live with. And he might not be the biggest love of your life, but he might simply be the person you can share life with, you can be with, you can conquer day-to-day life. Which is much more difficult than most people think. Most people think, oh, I'm in love, everything will work out. Solid, it doesn't. It's hard work. Go into the kind of Greek concept of love. There are 7 or 8 different varieties of love, from companionship down to sexuality, down to the kind of altruistic love. You might guess that the biggest love in my life was not my husband.
Is that somebody who ticked all sets? Or is that, you know, that
it was just somebody who ticked, I think, 2 boxes in a way that outnumbered everything else. And strangely enough, he said to me short before his death, the last time I met him, and he knew he was dying, I should have known it, I couldn't see it, I didn't want to see it, that I was one of the 2 most extraordinary people he ever met in his life. And I've got to live with that. It's a present, knowing that for the person I miss most in my life, I was also incredibly important. Shit, I miss him like hell.